The following presentation was recorded at the Buddhist Society of Victoria, Malvern East, Australia. Please visit our website at bsv.net.au.
Okay, all of you are welcome to the Monday evening meditation session. So today I am conducting this meditation session. So first of all, I will remind you the important points related to our meditation practice. So reminding these things, sometimes for some people these things helpful, so then we can arouse the mindfulness with right understanding, because if you don't properly understand how this body and mind works, sometimes intentions arise within us which are not supportive to the meditation practice. So sometimes that kind of intentions disturb the practice. So that's why when we understand the truths related to our body and mind, we always, our mind is ready to let go things. So kindness, softness, gentleness of mind arise in our mind. So these are the important things. When we have the right attitude, right attention, so it is helpful to the practice. So that's why we remind the basic truths related to our body and mind. So this all the time, the feelings, perceptions, volitions arise within us based on causes and conditions and each and every moment. This body and mind is a natural phenomena. So therefore, these things arise, the causes and conditions in each and every moment. But these causes and conditions and these feelings, perceptions, volitions are not permanent. Forms, feelings, perceptions, volition and consciousness is not permanent. This is change all the time to different states. When the causes and conditions are changing, these forms, feelings, perceptions, volitions and consciousnesses are changing. That is a truth related to this body and mind. So therefore, we have to be kind. This is a natural phenomenon. So we have to be kind to our bodies and minds. And all the external objects come through our eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. Also, we have to be kind to them, because they are also the external phenomena, also the natural phenomena. So you have to accept things as it is. Like this, when you are watching the sky, so the clouds are coming and passing. Some days the sky is fully covered with with clouds, and you can't see the sky clearly. That means the blue sky. So in the same way, some days our mind is have a lot of thoughts related to our day-to-day activities. So if such a situation comes, you have to accept as it is and be kind to your body and mind. Then when you are kind, soft and gentle to your body and mind become calm and quiet, still. So this is the purpose of our meditation practice, because we practice meditation to calm, for having a peaceful mind. We are having a still body and peaceful mind. So for having these things, we have to train our mind to relate to the experiences in the right way. So then mind naturally become calm and still. So we have to inspire our mind to enjoy that stillness, calmness arise in our mind. Because sometimes mind is not enjoying that kind of states. If we not inspire to our mind to enjoy these states. So that's why it is good to It is important to arouse the right attention to the present moment. So right understanding about this body and mind. So this is a natural phenomena. Things arise based on causes and conditions. So therefore, we have to let them fade away and disappear without interacting with those things, without try to deal with those things or fix things. We are not going to fix anything. We just turn away from things. We train our mind to turn away from objects and pay attention to one object. That is our meditation object. So we keep attention on one object and we let go all other objects. So that is the training. So we train our mind to let go things and enjoy the present moment, stillness and tranquility. So when the distractions happen in our mind, that means when we are focusing attention to our meditation object, sometimes the mind distract and go to the, sometimes maybe today whatever thing you have done or whatever thing you experience, sometimes these memories come back to you and your mind attention go to those objects. Or sometimes a sound may come through your ear and your mind attention may go to those that object. But once you understand that mind has been distracted, so you have to be kind, soft and gentle. You should not get upset or unhappy about this situation. Just let the mind to come back to the meditation objects. Be kind always, because this body and mind is a natural phenomena. So that is one of the important things we have to keep in mind. And we have to promote this, the practicing the stillness to stop all activities of our mind. Because even though we sit in a peaceful place, in a comfortable posture, but sometimes mind fall into thinking. Because that is the way how it works. So we sit for this meditation to make our mind calm and quiet. So therefore, we pay attention to one object and we let go all other objects. And we value the stillness, silence of the mind. Because thinking is, that is the inner talk. So we stop all inner talk. We don't promote inner talk. So we just turn away from inner talk and focus attention to the meditation object and keep mindfulness and attention on the meditation object. And to get the features of meditation object. If you are watching breath, so we discern which direction this breath is going. It is whether it is going in or whether it is going out. So we keep attention on the breath to understand the direction of the breath. And then the length of the breath, whether it is a long breath or short breath. So when we pay attention to those characteristics of the breath, so our mindfulness get stronger. So that is you are focusing your attention keep the fixed to the meditation object. If you are just pay to the perception of breath which is going, sometimes if you are not taking the details of the breath, sometimes your mind distract from the object because you are not enjoying, you are not paying much attention to the object. So in the same way, when you pay attention to your body, you should get the details of the the place you are pay attention. So that's why when at the beginning we focus our attention to the body, we try to relax all the body muscles. We go into the body and relax all body muscles. So it is helpful at the beginning to prepare our body for sitting about 1 hour time. So when we relax all body muscles, body become comfortable. So it is helpful. So that's why when we start meditation, we focus attention to the body and relax all body muscles. And then when the body become comfortable, we focus attention to the breath. So if you are watching the breath or the body, so we keep attention on the breath objects. That's what normally we practice, I practice. So we focus attention to the breath. And always we know this unhappiness is a hindrance to meditation practice. So we are contented. If the craving is not arising within us, always craving is associated with the five sense world objects for a human, because we always associate with five sense world objects. We want something, we don't want something, we want to throw away. So these things. So that's why when we are practicing meditation, if we expect some of the things that related to meditation also make a hindrance. So it make discontentment in our mind. So it is a hindrance. So that's why we don't expect anything. We just enjoy the stillness of the mind. So if mind distracted, we don't worry. When mind understand it is distracted, we have the basic understanding that we should pay attention to the meditation objects. So then mind come back to the meditation objects. Once we understand, mind is distracted. So we always kind, soft and gentle to our body and mind. So that is the way we practice meditation. So that's why I mentioned earlier, some days we have the disturbances because the causes and conditions related to our life have disturbances. But we don't worry about that. We always kind, soft, gentle. And we keep that skillful mentality. We maintain that skillful mentality when we are practicing meditation. It is very helpful. And it is the correct training to when we train our mind to behave correctly when we are practicing meditation. Then it is helpful to bring the peace to the mind. Then mind become peaceful and still. So we enjoy the silent stillness. We are not going to do anything. We are not going to achieve anything else. Only achievement is stillness, peace, tranquility of body and mind. Okay, now I think I will start guided meditation. So now you can sit comfortably and focus attention to your body. Stop all inner talk. Focus your attention to your body. Let the body be comfortable and settle down in the sitting posture. So if you are sitting on a chair, you can sit comfortably. Adjust your body to make your body comfortable. Close your eyes and focus attention to your body. Focus your attention to your body and focus attention. Slowly scan from toe to head to relax all your body muscles. Always be kind to your body and mind. Don't worry about the disturbances. Sometimes disturbance may happen. Your mind may distract. Don't worry. Be kind to your body and mind. Keep attention on your body. And relax all body muscles. Always be kind to your body and mind. Let the things be. Let the things fade away and disappear. Be kind. Be soft. Be gentle. Keep your mind always silent and pay attention to the breath. So if you can see your breath is going in and out, you can focus attention to the breath and watch the breath. Don't worry about the disturbances. Focus your silent attention to the breath object and let all the disturbances fade away and disappear. Keep attention on breath. Don't worry about the disturbances. Keep silent attention on of your mind on breath to understand the details of the breath. Don't worry about the distractions or disturbances. Be kind to all disturbances and distractions. Enjoy the peace and tranquility of your body and mind. Be happy and enjoy. Always be kind to your body and mind. Let the things arise and pass away. How peaceful your mind, how comfortable your body. Now we are coming closer to the end of the meditation session. I will ring the gong 3 times, then you can come out of the meditation. If you have any questions, you can ask now. So, when you are practicing meditation, sometimes visual objects may come. So then we should pay attention to one thing, one place. Should not allow to disturb these visual objects to your meditation. So it is, it is one of the things I forgot to mention.
There are no questions in the room. We have one question online, Bhante.
Okay.
I trained with the reflection of Majjhima Nikaya 19. In short, abandon the unwholesome, cultivate the wholesome. To abandon the unwholesome and cultivate the wholesome, there seems to be some engagement there. Putting effort into paying attention and cultivating the wholesome and abandoning the unwholesome. Please comment, Bhante.
Ask again.
Putting effort into paying attention to cultivating the wholesome and abandoning the unwholesome. Seems to be what this person is getting at.
Yeah, it is correct. The abandoning unwholesome is important thing. So then we cultivate the wholesome. So that's why we don't try to suppress the unwholesome, but we cultivate wholesome. Then automatically the unwholesome things fade away and disappear. So that's why the mental actions, verbal actions, bodily actions, we purify with the right view or right attention. So then we cultivate the right verbal right mental actions, verbal actions, and bodily actions. So then automatically the unskillful mental actions, verbal actions, bodily actions gradually fade away and disappear. Because the body and mind is a dynamic process. It is always working. So engage with the objects through these five sense world, through all the six sense bases. So when we know which are these are unskillful, these are skillful, so mind naturally start cultivating the skillful things. Or we have to inspire mind to engage with the skillful things. So that's why the right attention on objects is important. So that's why we have to arouse the right attention within us in the present moment. So that is that's one of the main purposes of practicing mindfulness meditation, mindfulness. Because mindfulness is always, should have that right understanding. That is sati samprajanya. So not just the bare mindfulness. It should have the right foundation, right basis. So that's why the right view come at the beginning of the Noble Eightfold Path. If you have the right view, then your attention become right attention. Your mind become correct and your attention become correct. Otherwise, you may have the attention, but you don't properly identify which is skillful and which is unskillful. So that's why the right understanding is important. Right view is important at the beginning. So that's why first you have to learn, listen, and think wisely, and take those things to mind, and use these knowledges in when you are living in your day-to-day life. Then it is come closer to you. Then it is familiar to you. Then your mind always use that knowledge. If you don't have time to do that, just even you should put an effort to bring back these things to your mind and apply when you are sitting for meditation. So then it may be the way of doing it. First, get familiar with these practices. Sometimes when you may be busy in the daytime, but when you sit for meditation, you can arouse all these knowledges. You can remind all these knowledges and try to use it when we are practicing meditation. So it is cultivating the wholesome or the skillful things.
Thank you, Bhante. We did have one more question from online. Someone's just asking what kind of breathing exercises they should do. I think particularly when doing vipassana or meditation.
Breathing exercises. Yeah, you can to make this the breath object become interesting. You can do it in different ways, but ultimately we practice meditation to train our mind to keep attention on one object and turn away from all other objects which are related to this five sense world. So that's why whatever thing we are doing brings us the tranquility of mind. Sometimes this vipassana, actually real vipassana happen when your mind become calm and still. So when mind totally turn away from the five sense world. So that's why it is important to give that the peace and tranquility aspect of meditation. That is much more important at the beginning. So it is okay to make your breath object is interesting. So then you can do these things. But these are, you can't take these things to deeper stages. Later your mind is focused to the light and the breath object becomes subtle. You are not going to make it stronger. So that's why the breath exercises is not important in the later stages. Is there any? Finish? Okay. So, you don't have any questions, no? Okay. Now we can stop at this point. Is there anything else?
Something did just pop up at the last second.
Okay.
How to cultivate right view. A lot of desires come up during meditation, and I'm not sure how to deal with that.
Ask again.
How to cultivate right view.
Yeah.
A lot of desires come up during meditation.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not sure how to deal with that.
Yeah, the how to cultivate the right view is the that is one of the most important things to understand. So they think, so Lord Buddha teach people in this way. So they develop, understand and practice the right perceptions related to this world. So the right perceptions is the all internal faculties and external faculties. Internal faculties means eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. External faculties is sight, sound, smell, taste, touches and thoughts. All these things are impermanent or uncertain because we think these things belongs to me, myself, but actually these things arise based on causes and conditions at each and every moment. These causes and conditions relate to your eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind, and causes and conditions, external causes and conditions generate external phenomena, that means the sight, sound, smell, taste, touches and thoughts. And internal phenomena is eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind is also arise based on causes and conditions and each and every moment. So these things are natural phenomena. These things are not permanent or fixed. These things change to different states. So that is one of the important thing we have to keep in mind. This impermanence related to all forms, feelings, perceptions, volitions and consciousness. Because consciousness is also not a fixed thing. The Lord Buddha said this consciousness arises based on causes and conditions, internal faculties, external faculties. Because these internal faculties and external faculties, consciousness arises in this moment. This consciousness is not a fixed thing. It is not a permanent thing. It changes when the causes and conditions are changing. So that we have to keep in mind, this is a truth. This is a reality related to our body and mind. You can understand when you pay attention to those things. And then you see the impermanence, uncertainty related to these feelings, perceptions, volitions. Forms, feelings, perceptions, volitions and consciousnesses. All these things are impermanent. So that is one important thing we have to keep in mind. And you have to use that perception. Because when our mind is working, it do not take into account that this whatever object arises in your mind is impermanent. The mind doesn't take into account. It is what the Lord Buddha said, because mind is always deluded. It is a delusion is a root cause of run of this mind. So it is always take objects as permanent. So when you take things as impermanent, Your attachment or craving, wanting related to objects getting lower. Because you know these things come and go. These are not fixed things. Your expectations related to the objects getting lower. So that is an important thing. So then we have to keep in mind and use that perception, the perception of impermanence. And the second thing is, because all these experiences are impermanent, these things lead to suffering. Because when you experience things, when I hear nose, tongue, body, mind, contact objects, you have a feeling related to those objects. But your internal faculties, I hear nose, tongue, body, also impermanent. External sight, sounds, smells, tastes, touches, thoughts, also impermanent. Therefore, once we attach to those things, but these things not last long, it changed to different states, then you fall into suffering. So suffering is also a part of this conscious process. So you have to accept as it is. Suffering is a part of this conscious process. When you are conscious, it leads to suffering. So that's why Lord Buddha inspire people to experience the extinguishment of this consciousness. Is extinguishment of five senses. So once these things extinguish, not no more arising, sight, sounds, smells, tastes, touches, and thoughts, you release from suffering states, because this you are not dealing with impermanent objects. So therefore, that's why Lord Buddha say, if you know this one, so then you have to keep in mind. So then it reduce your expectations. And because you have expectation, that's why you fall into the unhappy mental states. Because when the expectations are not fulfilled, you are unhappy. Abhijja Domanas, the meaning of Abhijja Domanas is the greed, wanting, and unhappy mind. These two come because we take objects as permanent. It is not, we are not thinking like that. But mind automatically do that. Because that's why Lord Buddha say this conscious process is already deluded. Because delusion, the wanting, craving arise within us. It is a part of conscious system. So that in the third thing is, when all these things are impermanent, and these natural phenomena always based on causes and conditions. When the causes and conditions, these things end, not because I, me, myself. So the suffering always associated with the system. So can you claim these things as I, me, myself? This I, ear, nose, tongue, body, are these things under your control? No. These things run by causes and conditions. Even your intentions, your choices, arise within you because causes and conditions, past experiences, past training, generate present moment, the feelings, perceptions, volitions. So when you contact an object, the feelings, perceptions, volitions arise because how you were trained in your past. But this training is always updating. When you experience something new now, so it changes your the feelings, perceptions, volitions. This new feelings, perceptions, volitions affect to the future consciousnesses. So it is a continuous process, continuously updating. So can you claim these things as yours? Can you avoid suffering arise within this process? No. So that's why, when you know these things, then your mind naturally start turning away from all these experiences. So this is the right. This is when the Lord Buddha say you have to practice these perceptions. Then you can correct your mind. Once your mind correct, you see the world in the correct way. So that is the way how we cultivate the right view. When you have the right view, you have very low expectations. You are always ready to let go things and free your mind. You're kind, soft, and gentle to all living beings. So then it is the most helpful thing to fulfill the Eightfold Path. Develop your mind to higher states. Then you can directly experience the realities which are not experiencing the common the humans. Because you develop your mind beyond the human world. So then your mind go to the jhana realms. So then you fully release from the five senses. You get the liberation from the five senses. That is called cheto vimutti. When you go to those states, then you clearly understand what is liberation is. How you can liberate your mind from five sense world and liberate from the suffering related to five sense world. You directly experience in those states. But still your mind is attached to this five sense world and it automatically come back to five sense world. Then you understand underlying tendencies which they bring back your mind to the five sense world. So then the craving related to the existence or experiences to the five senses. So then that is real vipassana. Then your mind turn away from all this craving related to five senses. Because you know causes and conditions create these things. And when the causes and conditions disappear, these things disappear. Not because you or I, me, myself.
Thank you very much, Bhante. We did have another question just pop in, if that's all right. Dear Ajahn, is the initial process of meditation involve keeping your mind in the present moment? If so, how can we know if we're doing this practice correctly? Thank you.
Ask again.
Does the initial process of meditation involve keeping your mind in the present moment?
Yeah.
And if so, how can we know if we're doing it correctly?
Yeah, when your mind is focused to the present moment, so you pay attention to the whatever thing happened in your mind in the present moment or body. If you focus your attention to the breath, whatever thing happened in the present moment, because the difference is when your mind contact the past moment objects or future moment objects or the breath, the past moment breath. If your attention or the mind attached to the past moment breath, then it is a problem. That's why then you have to understand, you have to keep in whatever thing happening in the present moment, not what happened in the past, not what you missed in the past, or not what will happen in the future. Present moment is just whatever thing arising and passing away, you just watch it. That's all. So these are very simple things, but you have to clarify. Because at the beginning, your mind try to find out the faults and all these things. So you are not contented what you are experiencing. You want to get more things. So that it make a distraction at the beginning. But when you become trained to let go all these distractions, then you can keep your mind in the present moment. So it is a part of the training. Is there any more questions?
No, that was the last question, but they were wondering how to know when, if you're aware of the present moment, how to know if you're doing it correctly.
Yeah, if you focus to the present moment, your mind get calmed down because no distractions. It is the stillness. You are experiencing the stillness. Your mind is not distracting. You are in the present moment all the time. It makes your body and mind calm and still. You get that experience and you are contented. If there is a discontent, your mind distracts. If you are always in the present moment and still your mind still, so you are contented, you are happy. So it gives you happiness. It is an important thing.
Thank you very much, Bhante. That was the last online question.
Namo Buddhaya. Is it my question about the jhana, the first jhana? Is it possible for normal people like us to go to the first jhana or what you call sotapanya?
Yeah. It is possible. Yeah. To people, you have to correctly understand and apply mind in the correct way. So it is possible to cultivate mind to those states. Yes, even a lay person, it is okay. It is possible.
By practicing the
of vipassana and
samatha
bhavana.
It is possible. Okay, now we can stop. Pay respect to Buddha.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādi svākhāto bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi suppatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho saṅghaṃ namassāmi.